Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Landowners and homeowners will protest at the gates of Leinster House today against the use of compulsory purchase orders to create new greenways for cyclists and walkers. It comes as a number of organisations from across the country are appearing before the Oireachtas Transport Committee to discuss the issue. We're joined by Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland Party and TD for Cork South West. Michael, do you sympathise with these protesters?
I absolutely do, Shane. It's a dire situation for many landowners and farmers, and they wouldn't certainly be heading to Dalian some up at 3 o'clock this morning to protest, only that they're absolutely in a desperate situation where lands have been designated, we'll say, to take walkways through and cycleways through, lands that could split a farm down the middle, and where little or no negotiation is happening, and simply where CPOs are going to be a power to be if the farmer refuses to have the walkway go through the middle of his farm.
Okay, but you can't have, you cannot build these things unless you have CPOs.
I don't agree with that, because I suppose the best known walkways in the world are Sheepshead Way and the Bear Way, and there was no CPO used in either one of those walkways.
Well, they were probably existing rights of way, though, was it?
No, they went through they're going through farmers' grounds, but they went through with consent. It just took a little bit extra time, but it happened, and they are.
But what happens if a farmer says no? You're not going through my land.
99.9% of the farmers that I have met
what about the 0.1%? Are you saying they have a veto and it shouldn't happen because of them?
Well, the bottom line is what's happening here is this, it's going to destroy some farmers. It's going to absolutely ruin
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous hyperbole, Michael. How is it going to destroy a farm to have a narrow strip? What is it, like 15 feet wide or something? How is that going to destroy a farm?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's going to absolutely wreck a farm. It splits a farm from one side to another. If you're trying to spread a bit of slurry, you're trying to do a little bit of work. You're going to have to drive across this area. You're going to have to find someone to open the gates, close the gates, because you can't. Maybe small children run into a field. So basically, these could be maybe greenways or walkways.
Is there not gates between fields?
No, but they could be brought down to the bottom. They are down, splitting down the middle of the ground in relation to the Cork and Sale one that I'm very much in forward, but when I got involved in this, I realised that hundreds and hundreds of people all over the country in the same situation, and they're worried to an inch of their life that they're going to lose their life.
Worried to an inch of their life about a narrow strip of land going through that they can access at different points. Well, it is. What is it? 15 foot wide?
It could easily be, in most situations, it could easily be taken down at the bottom of the road by the takeaway the ditch.
Michael, isn't this the problem we have with every infrastructure project in this country? The minority, a small minority, trumps the majority. We'll never get anything. We won't get anything built. And they're always backed by TDs because you're always thinking of your votes and every single vote counts in a general election. We'll never get anything built infrastructure-wise. And we may as well throw our hat at it.
You're right, Shane, in saying one thing, but you're wrong in another. This is not infrastructure. This is leisure.
Well, it is infrastructure.
And CPO should not be used for leisure purposes. Yes, for infrastructure purposes, I accept, but not for leisure purposes, and this is leisure purposes. You cannot ruin somebody else's livelihood to create an opening for a walkway or a cycleway. There's certainly all these walkways and cycleways could be worked on the bottom of a road close to a ditch, but they're not doing that. They're looking at the old railway, but some people have built on that old railway because the old railways have been dug up. So the farmers are in a desperate situation, or the landowners are in a dreadful situation. It's like, in some cases, taking part of your home away from you, and no matter who that is, they're going to be up and
out. How is it akin to taking part of your home away?
I'm saying that there's no issue whatsoever of someone making a proposal, whether it's a greenway or a walkway, wherever that is, whether it's in Cork or in Galway.
As long as the farmers have a veto.
And as long as it's done with consultation and not CPO, 100%.
So a veto.
They cannot have a veto, and you cannot walk through anybody's piece of ground without a consultation with the landowner and consent with the landowner. And that's where we are in this situation, unfortunately. And as I said, as it happened, there is, like the sheep's head and the bear away, and if anybody walked on those walkways, they're the greatest walkways.
There's huge economic benefits to having these greenways for an area, massive. And they bring jobs, they bring money into an area, they bring vitality into an area. And you're saying give every landowner, every single landowner, a veto to that better.
No, the landlord should have some consent over what happens in his own land, let they be farmers or landowners. The mental health stress, I've been talking to people that are absolutely, you can't sleep for months and months over this, the worry and the concern that their farm is going to be split in two, and unworkable, in most cases, unworkable. That's
all
the
right
situation. So if we can't get an agreement, around the table agreement, well, it can't happen.
Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland Party, TD for Cork South West. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.